Padre Pio was known for his holiness and miracles, but also for his sternness, kicking people out of confession and scolding sinners. Was this cruelty? No. Behind it lay a fierce love shaped by his vision of hell. Stay tuned to find out why Padre Pio's harshness was actually mercy.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Today's insights are sourced from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and they revolve around an intriguing question. Why was Padre Pio sometimes so harsh towards others? If you've been following this channel for a while, you already know that Padre Pio could indeed be very stern. He would kick people out of the confessional, sometimes even raising his voice. And while he never used bad language, he could sometimes come across as quite rude. His harsh manner was noticed not only by those on the receiving end, but also by his fellow friars and spiritual children. So, why did he act this way? Let's explore what Father Marcellino has to say on the matter. Father Marcellino shares that even Padre Pio's spiritual daughters were concerned about his severity. One day, as a group of them gathered around him, they said to him, "Father, you should not treat people so harshly, or they will no longer come." To which Padre Pio replied, "I do as when threshing. You strike the bundles to separate the wheat from the chaff. Then you winnow. The chaff blows away and the wheat remains." This farming analogy gives us a profound insight into Padre Pio's mindset. His approach was not about driving people away, but about helping them separate sin from their souls, removing what was harmful so that only the good remained. His concern was not popularity, but genuine conversion. And this analogy isn't unique to Padre Pio. Jesus himself was described by John the Baptist as the one who holds the winnowing fork, gathering the wheat into the barn, while the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. Padre Pio also clarified his approach in another conversion with Maria Fusco, one of his spiritual daughters. He said, "I never hurt anyone, and I always try to comfort souls. And when I give a reprimand, it is for the good of the soul." So these explanations show that Padre Pio's sternness was never about cruelty. Their purpose was always to guide souls towards salvation. But Father Marcellino offers an even deeper perspective, one that dives into Padre Pio's own spiritual experiences and the profound awareness he had of the eternal consequences of sin. Padre Pio's spiritual director, Father Benedetto Nedrella, left behind a series of notes intended to help document the saint's life. In one of these notes, he wrote, "Padre Pio experienced the torments of hell when seeing the damned suffer. About 2 years ago, 1919, this torment occurred every 10 or 15 days. He experienced the pains of the senses and the suffering. He was like a soul and body among the damned and the demons, to save others and himself from the place that would become his destiny if grace had not helped him." Let that sink in for a moment. Padre Pio didn't just believe in the reality of hell, he experienced its torments firsthand. He saw what awaited unrepentant sinners. This wasn't just theological speculation for him. It was real. So when he encountered unrepentant sinners, how could he respond with indifference? How could he remain silent when he knew the eternal consequences at stake? This is why his sternness wasn't cruelty, it was urgency. It was the reaction of someone who had seen the abyss and was desperately trying to pull others away from its edge. And with that perspective in mind, what once seemed like harshness is revealed to be the deepest kind of love. So the next time we hear stories of Padre Pio's sternness, let's remember the farmer separating wheat from the chaff, the spiritual father guiding souls towards salvation, and the mystic who bore the weight of hell's torments to save others. Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.